Airy Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. And as Maggie said in this segment, I am talking with an artist who has spent a lot of time in Antarctica, and he recently was painting aboard a research vessel on the Pacific Ocean. And you can see his work at Frame Up starting on Friday in Grand Rapids. If somebody had never seen your work, how would you describe it?
I would describe it as loose representational. It's of stuff that you recognize, like a bicycle or an owl or something, but it's real loose, you know, it's not totally abstract, but it's expressive and a little bit wild and colorful. It's sort of a broad idea. I make so many paintings a year, a couple hundred at least, so they're not all, I guess, exactly about the same thing, but overall, I paint a lot about the environment and humans' sort of relationship with the natural world.
That's painter Adam Swanson. His vibrant art exhibits reality and sometimes includes surprising elements like robots tucked into nature scenes, or a grown man with a deer head, a penguin riding a bike, and sometimes people with crow heads.
Yeah, kind of comes back to this idea that, you know, humans are animals, like we're classified as animals, and that we are part of nature, not really apart from it. And so honestly, like I think with the crow, I was thinking about humans being adaptable, and I think of crows as being very adaptable birds. And so I decided to I had a photo of one of my children, and I just put a crow on top of his head because I guess, you know, deep down, I hope that my kids are adaptable as well.
Your style is, well, you described it kind of exactly how I would have described it, too, this kind of loose abstract, but really bold, too. And then it seems like, I don't know if this is consistent, but the little dots, there's just these playful layers going on in your work, too. How did your style kind of come to be where it is right now?
That's a good question. I think my style sort of always evolving, but yeah, like definitely like those dots and the certain kinds of strokes and things I make have just come from playing around with the paint and sort of letting go of caring too much about trying to get things to look exactly perfect. Mm. Yeah, like some of my drippy marks and things I started doing once I was noticing in my work I was getting really tight, you know. I was like starting with a big, fat, sloppy brush stroke and then slowly spending the last like 4 hours on my painting with just like the tiniest brush. And that kind of bothered me, I guess, about my own work. So I started, like, at the very end when I thought my painting was about done, I would lay it flat on a big table at the floor and use really watery paint and a big fat brush again and try to, like, loosen my painting up again. And I really like that. So I guess it's become almost a consistent step in almost each of my paintings is that as once I start to feel like I'm really controlling it a little bit too much, I will set it down and try to loosen up again sort of in the later stages of the painting.
When you start painting, do you have an image in your head?
Definitely. I do kind of a lot of planning for all of my paintings. So, I mean, like the one with the crow head and my kids and stuff, you know, like I'll sit down actually on Photoshop and crop images and make a sort of a reference photo for myself to use once I'm at my easel with my paintbrush and colored pencils in hand. So, and you know, if it's something simple like, you know, I'm painting a picture of my father's bike or something, mm-hmm. I'll at least have a reference photo of it. You know, I do some amount of plein air paintings where I'll go out and into nature or the world or whatever and just paint what I see. But most often I have an image printed or, you know, in front of me somehow, and I'll use that as reference material.
You mentioned that you're doing a couple hundred paintings a year.
Yep, I keep a pretty regular studio schedule, so I'm not really one to wait for the muse to strike. I pretty much Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, come to my studio and work. And since I'm a fast painter, I paint with acrylic paints on tempered hardboard, so it's a kind of media that dries really fast. If I'm painting a good 6 or 8 hour day or something, I have a lot of opportunity, I guess, to layer, you know. So like an oil painter might have to wait a day or two for a place to dry so they can put another layer on top or something. But one of the benefits of acrylic paints are that they dry really fast.
That is painter Adam Swanson. I know you spent quite a bit of time in Antarctica. Could you talk a little bit about how those experiences helped shape you as an artist?
Yeah, it was after I graduated from college, and, you know, as you can imagine, I was an art major and working as a waiter. I was painting a lot, too, but I just wanted to do something kind of out in the world a little bit more exciting, and I just went online and applied to a job in Antarctica. I went down as a carpenter helper my first time, and eventually was a carpenter apprentice. Basically, there are just a bunch of scientists there that need help building their stuff. And later on, I got a job on a coastal station. It was about 20 people, and I was the boating coordinator, so I maintained a small fleet of Zodiac boats for the scientists that they used every day. I had to make sure everybody's equipment was on the right one. And, yeah, those were awesome jobs, like very all-consuming and things, and they have fueled my work in a lot of ways. Like, I'm very heavily interested in science and all the cool research that's going on around us every day that affects our lives, and we kind of don't even notice it, you know, half the time.
On your website, adamswanson.com, you mentioned this, the relationship between art and science being a deep-seated relationship.
I guess I've always been interested in both, but I'm better at art than science for one reason or another. But I think of them as sort of like both seeking answers. And, you know, I would say maybe art asks more questions and science seeks more answers. But I like them both because they're very open to change. And most scientists or researchers that I know, they work and they develop these theories and stuff, but they're always open to changing it. Like, oh, we thought the dinosaur's tail was floppy and now we know it's rigid. You know, like they're always open to like changing their view of reality. And I think artwork's much the same, where there's really no right or wrong way to do artwork. I believe it's like a very sort of open field. And as long as you're working and trying to get better and grow, you're doing it. Mm-hmm. You're doing it right.
When did you realize you wanted to be an artist?
Since I was a little kid, for sure. I took all the art classes I could, starting in middle school. And, you know, even when I was younger, I kind of just was always drawing and stuff on my corners of the papers and worksheets and stuff. So in high school, I just was the kid who was always in the art class, and I never thought I would make a living at it, but I just was always really into it. Mm-hmm. And so...
When did that happen when you... I mean, you really have crossed a bridge now. You're doing hundreds of, like you said, hundreds of pieces a year. I know that you're doing murals now. When did you realize, oh, this is going to be, I'm going to do this?
Yeah, you know, I think I had my last Antarctic contract was in 2008, and I did some traveling. And then I at the end of that, that's kind of when I thought, you know, I've always been painting on the weekends or when I could, but... I always was a little bit regretful that I never sat down and actually tried to make like a solid go of it. So in 2009, that's when I moved back to Duluth, with the place that I knew well and loved. And so I started painting, I guess, full time there, full days, 12-hour days, you know, just to make sure that I would actually like doing that. And for a few months, I did that, and then kind of came out on the other end with a solid body of work, and I was really happy with my life, you know, while I was working. So that was kind of a signal for me, and I think that's when I really started to dig my heels in and think about, you know, maybe I could make a go of this. I started painting some things that people were buying. Like, I was really into bicycles, and so I was painting a lot of bicycle paintings, and people started buying those paintings, and I think that was probably the first real signal that, oh, you know, I could possibly pay for groceries at least if I keep doing this sort of thing. And then eventually it branched out where I do a lot of commission work and a lot of stuff for galleries. But then I have my own sort of personally driven work too, to sort of keep me active and on my toes.
Yeah. Do you have any a dream project or something you would love to do?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would, you know, there is a artist residency in Antarctica that I've kind of always thought would be really cool. I remember meeting some of the artists in residence down there when I was, you know, the boat guy. And I thought that was really inspirational. I have a dream maybe of applying to that someday and going down there with just basically sort of the idea that I'm going to make some work. I just did a residency on a research vessel in the Pacific Ocean last month for 3 weeks, and that was really cool because, you know, everybody was, you know, I was the only artist, and everybody was doing their scientific research, you know, swirling around me and then the crew of the ship and everything. And it was really fun to just, like, kind of look at it through the artist's lens. And I ended up making a bunch of paintings on the ship, and I have a lot of photo reference material that I brought home with me. I'm sure I'll be painting about that for years to come.
What was that like?
They were really accommodating. The scientific crew that was on was studying methane plumes coming up from the ocean floor. Mm-hmm. But they had some space, a couple spaces for me to choose from, but I ended up choosing one kind of in what they call the wet lab. And it was basically a sink, you know, but I had brought my easel, like a little collapsible one, and a bunch of panels, you know, like the largest of which were probably 2 feet by 2 feet. And so I just set up, but it was very active space. Like, they were working all the time. So, you know, sometimes they even had to use the sink that I was set up on top of. But, you know, just kind of wander around and take pictures and try to learn what everybody was doing. I volunteered to, like, do some of the data logging and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, I just kind of worked, like, painted, you know, while people were, like, filtering seawater. I would just be there painting it while it was happening, mm-hmm. sort of thing.
Are you in a project right now, or are you just kind of still coming off your ship experience?
Yeah, a little bit. I feel like I'm just kind of coming off that. And I have a lot of commission work. You know, I kind of put a lot of that off. And so I'm just trying to catch up on some commission work. I have just a few grants that I'm on, a couple of murals that I'm applying to. And it's like a lot of little things now rather than one large thing. But then we'll see. You know, I'll probably get the answer on a couple large projects in January, and then I'll start gearing up. If I get any of those, you know, yeah. I'll start gearing up for that. But I'm lucky to paint every day. That's really, lucky to do that and grateful for it.
That's painter Adam Swanson. You can check out his colorful, bright, playful work by stopping by the Frame Up Gallery in Grand Rapids. He'll have a new exhibit up starting this Friday through the month of December. You can also check his work out on his website, adamswanson.com. I'm Katie Carter. You're listening to Area Voices on Northern Community Radio.